If not, I invite your attention to a very familiar reading lesson. One that I've preached from multiple times. But I learned some things today that I wanted to share with you. And that's from John chapter 4. The Apostle John chapter 4. Beginning with verse 1. And we're going to read 30 verses of scripture. So it's a lengthy reading lesson today. But it will bring in what we want to preach about. Most of you might automatically realize that this is the account of the woman at the well. And I've read this multiple times, as I've already said. But there's a portion of this, of the scripture, something that Jesus said that caught my attention while reading it. And so I want to express it today. And that is the gift of God. The gift of God. Jesus mentions that in this passage of scripture, and then there's a couple of things that we want to express concerning the gift of God. Not only the gift of God, but Jesus said to know the gift of God. A lot of people talk about the gift of God, but do they really know about the gift of God? And so you'll find that passage in the 10th verse, kind of halfway between our reading lesson today. John chapter 4, beginning with verse 1. When therefore the Lord knew how the Pharisees had heard that Jesus made and baptized more disciples than John, though Jesus himself baptized not, but his disciples, he left Judea and departed again into Galilee. And he must needs go through Samaria. Then cometh he to a city of Samaria, which is called Sychar, near to the parcel of ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. Now Jacob's well was there, and Jesus, therefore, being wearied with his journey, sat thus on the well, and it was about the sixth hour, which is about noon. There cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water, and Jesus saith unto her, Give me to drink, for the disciples were gone away into the city to buy meat. Then saith the woman of Samaria unto him, How is it that thou, being a Jew, askest drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans. Jesus answered and said unto her, If thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that saith to thee, Give me to drink, thou would have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. The woman saith unto him, Sir, thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. From whence then hast thou that living water? Art thou greater than our father Jacob, which gave us the well and drank thereof himself, and his children, and his cattle? And Jesus answered and said unto her, Whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst, but the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. The woman saith unto him, Sir, give me this water, that I thirst not, neither come hither to draw. Jesus said unto her, Go call thy husband and come hither. The woman answered and said, I have no husband. And Jesus said unto her, Thou hast well said, I have no husband. For thou hast had five husbands, and he whom thou now hast is not thy husband, in that sayest thou truly. The woman said unto him, Sir, I perceive that thou art a prophet. Our fathers worshipped in this mountain, and ye say that in Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship. Jesus said unto her, Woman, believe me, the hour cometh, when ye shall neither in this mountain nor yet in Jerusalem worship the Father. Ye worship ye know not what. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. But the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshiper shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. The woman said unto him, I know that Messiah cometh, which is called Christ. When he is come, he will tell us all things. And Jesus said unto her, I that speak unto thee am he. And upon this, his disciples and marveled that he talked with that woman. Yet no man said, What seekest thou? Or why talkest thou with her? And the woman then left her water pot and went her way into the city and said to the men, Come see a man which told me all things that ever I did. Is not this the Christ? Then they went out of the city and came unto him. Now I could read more, but I've read plenty that I needed to read today. And I want to express upon you in verse 10 that it says, If thou knewest the gift of God. Do you truly know the gift of God? Now, I want you to notice, first of all, it doesn't say the gifts of God. It says the gift of God. There is only one true gift of God. Did you know that? And the Bible tells us what that one true gift is. Now, if you have not received, and a gift is not much of a gift unless somebody gives it and receives it, right? So in order for it to be a gift that you receive, you need to know what it's all about. The gift of God is described in the book of Romans. And we're going to spend some time in the book of Romans in just a few moments. But before we do, I want to take another verse of scripture that is found in Romans chapter 6 and verse 23. Because in that verse, it tells us what the gift of God is. Now, I know that all of you that are here and you're saved, you're thinking to yourself, well, why would he want to preach to lost people today? Or why would he want to preach a message like this? Well, we're not the only one that hears this message. You see, there's some things that happened in this event that I want to impress upon you today. But before we do that, there's other people that need to understand what the gift of God is. The Bible says, For the wages of sin is death. It says, but the gift of God is. Are you ready for this? The gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. I don't know about you, but I got a few goosebumps when I stopped there and thought about that. You ever thought about that gift? The gift of God is not just a temporary life, it's eternal life. Eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Now, I've read these scriptures many times, and we're going to get into about the gift of God, because you see, the gift of God here in Romans 6 and 23 is a different Greek word than what Jesus used in John 4 and 10. Did you know that? It's a different Greek word. But I want you to understand that those two Greek words that are used give clarification to what Jesus is saying and what the Apostle Paul is saying. And we'll look at that in just a few moments of time. But before we do, I want to bring us to the realization of something that I noticed. Did you notice the reply to the woman when Jesus said to give a drink to her? And after that, he said to give me a drink. And she went on to convey some things that I never really thought about. How many of you know of anything that's around here that's 1,700 years old? There's a few things around here 1,700 years old, isn't it? I believe with all my heart that if you go down to the Cumberland River, that's probably at least 1,700 years old, right? It's right here in our backyard. Now, I want you to think about this for just a few moments of time. You say, why 1,700? Well, 1,700 years ago, or in the year 1776, we know that we declared independence. 1,776 years it took for a nation to begin and declare independence from another nation. But did you really think about what this woman said to Jesus? You know what she said? She said, Sir, thou hast nothing to draw with, verse 11, and the well is deep. From whence then hast thou that living water? And then she said, Are you greater than our father Jacob, Well, we know he is, but he didn't have to say it, did he? Not only did he say, "Are you greater than our father Jacob?" What else did it say? "Which gave us this well right here." Now, when did he give that well to him? 1700 years before this event took place. Did you know that? In the year 1700 BC, or around there, Jacob was living and he said to Joseph, his son, "I'm going to give you this land and I'm going to give you this well right here." 1700 years. Then she says, in these 1700 years, there's been people to come and draw water out of this well right here that Jesus is setting on. She not only says, "Have our people been drinking out of this well?" But there's been enough water in this well right here for over 1700 years that we have watered our livestock, our cattle, and people have come from all around to this well right here to draw water. And the water's deep, and you don't have anything to even go down and dip your bucket into the water and get a drink of water. Are you saying? Are you saying, she don't even know his name, "Sir, that you're greater than our father Jacob who gave us this well over 1700 years ago?" Jesus, all he had to do is say, "Well, yeah, I am. Because I am put the well right here." He said, "I've got to go through Samaria today. I've got to go this way today." Jesus knew that the well was already there 1700 years prior, and even 1700 years prior to that, and even when God created everything. How many of you ever gone to a well and it's dried up and you can't get any water out of it? That even happens in our lifetime. But for 1700 years, they have been going to this one well to draw out water, and yet Jesus said there's one that is greater, because if you drink out of this well, you're going to thirst again and you're going to keep coming back. But I'll give you one drink, the gift of God, and you won't never, ever have to have a drink out of that well again. Did you notice that? But you say, "Brother Spurgeon, I thought that you were going to talk about the gift of God." That is the gift of God. He said, "Whosoever drinketh this water shall thirst again, but whosoever drinketh the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life." Jesus tells us right there that the gift of God is eternal life. It's everlasting life. It's a life that begins that will never, ever end. Wow. What a gift. That is truly the gift that keeps on giving. Did any of you get a gift today? Did you know I got a gift today? Yeah, I'll put it right here in my pocket. It says right here that I'm a best pal. I am best pals with Beth. Beth is my pal today. I got a gift. And I put it right there with my heart. Did you get one? Well, if you stick around, maybe you'll get that gift. But you know what? There's even one bigger than that. That's greater than that. Because you see what this gift is? It's eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. So when we look at this in John chapter 4 and verse 10, the Greek word here, gift of God, is referring to a word that Jesus pointed out, and that is a doria, D-O-R-E-A. That's where it's used at in the context. Here the word gift, doria, means a free gift or a present. So what Jesus is saying to this woman, "I'm going to give you a free gift. I'm going to give you a present. I'm going to give you eternal life through Jesus Christ my Lord. And when you get this gift, you'll never want for another gift like that." is the gift that will keep on giving. That's what he said. But then you said, Brother Spurgeon, you said that in Romans chapter 6 and verse 23, it says, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift, what? He says, the gift of God is, that word gift there is a different word, and it comes from the word charismatic. Charisma is the name of it. It's a Greek word, charisma. Do you know what that word means? That word means this. Charisma means grace. It means favor. It means kindness. You see, this gift that we have gotten is because of the grace of God. That's why we can say, amazing grace that saved a wretch like me, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift or the grace of God or the favor of God can come through only one. And that eternal life. Oh, I love this. Cups of Jesus Christ and Him only. The man sitting at the well that had been there for 1700 years. Wow, that is just awesome. Because now we're 2,000 years removed from that day. Over 2,000 and 2,300 years. And the same well is still giving everlasting life. That well that springs up in my soul. Jesus Christ Himself. Now the Apostle Paul, he knows these two Greek words. He knows doria and he knows charisma. So he brings them together. Did you know that? And if you want to know where he brings them together, turn with me to the 5th chapter of the book of Romans. I'm not finished yet. I want you to see that he utilizes those two words 4 times in the 5th chapter of the book of Romans. And here we find it. In Romans chapter 5, you're going to notice. In chapter 5, verses 15 and 17, he's going to use the word doria, which means a free gift or present. And also, the same word he's going to use in verses 15 and 16, charisma, which means grace and favor or kindness. He's going to use it in both cases. But in, for us to be able to understand what the Apostle Paul is referring to, let's go to the 5th chapter of the book of Romans, and let's start about verse 6. Let's start about verse 6. It says, For when we were yet without strength in due time, Christ died for the ungodly. He says, for scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. In verse 8 he says, But God commendeth His love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Was that woman a sinner? She's a sinner. She admitted to Jesus, I'm a sinner. Jesus, He knows everything about you. He knew everything about her. He comes up and He says, woman, give me a drink. First of all, she understands you're a Jew. I'm a Samaritan. We're not even supposed to talk to each other. And you're talking to me? When we really think about it, God shouldn't talk to any of us. But by His grace, He does. Why? Because we're sinners. We're just as much of a sinner as this woman. And He says to her, He says, go call your husband. And one of the very first things that you're going to understand before you get the free gift is you got to be honest with yourself and you got to be honest with God. You either have the gift or you don't. And a lot of people, they say, well, I have the gift. And you say, well, how do you know you have the gift? Because somebody told me, or I repeated a prayer. That's not how you know if you got the gift. You know you got the gift because God will put His peace in your heart and He will satisfy your thirsty soul to where you'll never doubt exactly where you got a drink from the well of living water. So He says to her, go call your husband. She said, I don't have a husband. And He said, you're exactly right. You don't have a husband. In fact, you had 5 husbands and now you're living with somebody that's not even your husband. Now, He's got her attention. If there's one thing that is going to happen before that you know the gift of God, is God has to get your attention. When He's got your attention, then He will introduce the gift of God. What is the gift of God? The gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. So he says, but God commended his love, and yet that while we were yet sinners, it says Christ died for who? Us. He died for us. Much more then, being now justified by the blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his son, much more being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. And not only so, but we also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have now received the atonement. Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death was passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. And what is the wages of sin? It's death. For until the law, sin was in the world, but sin is not imputed where there is no law. He said, nevertheless, death reigned from Adam to Moses. That's a long time, isn't it? Well, certainly it is. Death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over them that had not sinned, at the similitude of Adam's transgression, who is the figure of him that was to come. Remember what the woman said? Evidently, somebody told her that there was a Messiah that was coming, which is called Christ, the Anointed One. He wasn't going to be a Samaritan, but he was going to be a Jew. Jesus said, the one that's speaking to you right now is he. And that got her attention. It got her attention so much that she left her water pot and she went running into town to tell everybody to come see a man which told me all things. Is not this the Christ? And people started running from everywhere. Oh, how I wish and I pray that there will be a day when we are maybe out in public and we say, I know the Lord. I know what he did for me. I have him in my heart. I have eternal life. I have the gift of God. And people will run and say, tell me more. Tell me more. Why? Because the wrath of God is abiding, and it is coming sooner than later. And if you will live 1,700 years, or you live 100 years, or 1,700 more years come, there's coming a time where you and I are going to die in the flesh. But the soul will live on forever and ever and ever. So then Paul explains it. He explains these two words. Look in the next verse. But now as the offense, so also is the free gift. The word free gift there in verse 15 is charisma. So what is Paul saying? But now as the offense, so also is the free grace. God's unmerited favor to us that are sinners, that are abiding under the wrath of God. But we have been delivered from that through Jesus Christ. So he says, for if through the offense of many be dead, much more the grace of God. Look at the next sentence. And the gift of grace. The word gift there is doria. What does doria mean? Doria means what we said earlier. It says it is a free gift. It's the present. He said the free gift, the present, is given to us. He says by one. And who is that one? That one and only that can give that to you is Jesus Christ, the Son of God. That's it. So Paul tells us in one verse, he brings both of those Greek words together, but he doesn't stop there. He continues to explain. He said, Jesus Christ has abounded, he says, unto many. The woman at the well, each one that said it here, each one that has come to the knowledge of the free gift of God, you are abounded because God has given that free gift to you. Amen.
verse 16. And not as it was by one that sinned, so is the gift. The gift of what? The gift of grace. That word is charisma. The gift of grace for the judgment was by one to condemnation. But the free gift of grace is of many offenses unto justification. Verse 17, for if by one man's offense death reigned by one, much more they which receive abundance of grace. Not just a little grace. God's gift is an abundance of grace that will last forever. It's everlasting, eternal life. And of the gift of righteousness, now the word gift of righteousness is the free gift of righteousness, doria. So we find here he uses it four different times, doria and charisma. He uses it four different times, and the last time he uses it, he said, all men to condemnation, even so by the righteousness of one, the free gift came upon all men unto justification of life. For as by one man's disobedience, many were made sinners. The woman at the well, Ronald Jean Spurgeon, and every person that's here that has sinned and come short of the glory of God because of the offense of one, Adam, when he took of the fruit of the knowledge of good and evil. So by the obedience of one shall many be made righteousness. What if Jesus looked and saw that Samaritan woman and said, oh, you're a Samaritan, I can't talk to you. What if Jesus said that little boy, why, he's in the bed there, and he doesn't have his clothes on. He's got his night clothes on. He's laying in that bed, and he said, "Well, I can't save a person like that sitting right there. I can't save that harlot or that prostitute. I can't save that drunker because he's drunk or she's drunk or that one's on drugs or that." You see, God doesn't work that way. He sees who we really are. Because he sees us as we really are, he reaches way down. He reaches way down. He'll sit down and he'll have a little talk. I like that song, Have a Little Talk with Jesus. That woman had a little talk with Jesus. And everything that she was telling him, he already knew. That's one thing I really like about God. You can't pull the wool over his eyes. So as the disobedience of one shall many be made righteousness, or the obedience of one, which is Jesus Christ. Moreover, the law entered, but the offense might abound. But where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. That as a sin hath reigned unto death, even so might grace reign through righteousness unto what? Eternal life by Jesus Christ our Lord. The gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ. Do you have it? More importantly, do you know that you have it? I'll go right back to the text. Jesus said, and I'm going to close. Jesus said in John chapter 4, verse 10, if thou knewest the gift of God. If you knew the gift of God, and then what did he follow up with? And who it is that saith to thee, give me to drink, thou would have asked of who? Him. Nobody else. A lot of people's asking, what do I got to do? Go to him. What do I got to say? Go to him. What do I got to do? Go to him. What do I got to, do I have to do this? Do I have to do this? All we need to say is go to him. Who? Jesus Christ. Just go to him. When you go to him, it says, and he would have given thee living water. That's a promise that's still in effect today.
Will it be tomorrow? Only God knows. Will it be around for 1,700 more years? Only God knows. But I believe this with all my heart, that that well will never run dry. Jacob's well may have dried up. I don't know. It may still be there, hidden between the earth and the top that's opened up to it. But one thing's for sure, if you've got the gift of God, that well will never run dry. Thank God for the gift of God. Anybody have anything on your heart? No, I'm finished. That's what the Lord sent me to say today. That you know you got the gift of God. If you don't, take it to Him. Take it to Him. And after you've got it, there'll be something that will that will happen to you. And you may end up just like this woman. There's a lot of people who knew that woman. But she went running. She left her water pot. And she wanted everybody to know, I found the gift of God. Come see a man which told me all things. Is not this the Christ? Amen. Anything on your heart? Do you have a song, Brother Jimmy? Let's sing a song, Amazing Grace. Thank God from our heart for that gift, that free gift that He gave us. You know you got it, thank the Lord for it. You know you got it, go tell somebody else. It's not a gift you want to just keep to yourself. You just want to keep giving it to others that they might have. Go ahead. Yes, sir. We appreciate everybody coming today. Thank you for praying for me.
Pray for one another. Let's pray that the Lord's message will continue to penetrate the hearts of those that we win to hear what thus saith the Word of God. All hearts and minds are at liberty. We'll have a benediction. We invite and encourage everyone to stay for the business meeting after that. All hearts and minds are at liberty. Brother Quinn, would you pray the benediction for us, please?
Our Heavenly Father, we're thankful this Lord today that you blessed us with. Thankful, Heavenly Father, for salvation of our soul. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for the good message of truth that we heard, that salvation is a gift of God and not of works. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for all of your blessings towards us. Thank you for our church, for each one that makes up this body. We pray, Heavenly Father, remember each request of the night, Lord. And Lord, that we need your help. We pray, Heavenly Father, that you just bless each one that's come out this way today. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for all of your blessings. Pray, Heavenly Father, that we thank you for the next service. You would be with us in our conference meeting, Lord, that we might do that at least Sunday. Forgive us, Lord, of our sins, errors, and mistakes. In Jesus' name I pray.
Amen. Amen.